Donald Trump Jr., if Eric Gray used N-word like Hunter Biden. Corporate media would lose their damn minds, they are 100% silent on this. By Alana Mastrangelo and Kyle Olson on June 9, 2021. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, the adult sons of former President Donald Trump, reacted to revelations of President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden using the N-word multiple times by noting that corporate media ignoring the story would have called for their heads if they were guilty of a similar offense. They would lose their damn minds, it would be the number one story on CNN, MSNBC, and the usual outlets for weeks straight. Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News when asked how corporate media would respond if the shoe were on the other foot. Don Lemon, Yamiche, Alcindor, all of the usual suspects would go nuts. But amazingly they are 100% silent on this, Don Jr. continued. The bottom line is the left is not intellectually honest about racism, Don Jr. added. They use it when they can for political gain. And when it serves no purpose it's totally ignored. It's a shame that they take something so serious so lightly and in essence make a mockery of all those afflicted. Eric Trump also reacted to the story and its absence from corporate media, telling Breitbart News, "I raised $30 million for children dying of cancer at St. Jude before the age of 30. With the lowest expense ratio of any charity in the country, the media portrays me as a villain. Hunter Biden smokes crack, uses horrible racist rhetoric, and sells his father's influence around the world to enrich himself. Yet he is praised by the media while writing books titled Beautiful Things," he added. Give me a break. On Tuesday, an explosive report by the Daily Mail revealed that Hunter Biden had used the N-word multiple times in text messages with his lawyer. According to messages on the laptop he reportedly left unclaimed at a Delaware computer repair shop. Hunter Biden has also struggled with substance abuse, admitting his addiction went so far as to smoke anything that resembled crack cocaine, even Parmesan cheese. Last week, it was reported that a private security firm hired a high-ranking U.S. Secret Service agent as CEO. Just 1 week after he rescued Hunter Biden from a purported drug and prostitute binge at a Los Angeles hotel room in 2018. At the time of this publication, no corporate media outlet, including the New York Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, Politico, The Hill, BuzzFeed, Vox, The Associated Press, Agence France-Presse, Reuters, The Daily Beast, Slate, Salon, Newsweek, Time, and more, has covered the Daily Mail report. Forbes published an article on the phrase hashtag racist Hunter trending on social media in response to the story but swiftly unpublished it. The article page is covered by an editor's note reading, "This page is no longer active. We regret any inconvenience." Conversely, the mainstream media reported rumors for several years that a tape existed of President Trump saying the N-word. No such tape was ever found. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.